Welcome to Simply Honest Motherhood. We are so glad you are here. We welcome you in the name of Jesus. We give you a big hug. Congratulations. You made it through the holiday season.
Yes.
This is January, and yes, we know this one is a little later in the month, but you know what? It's okay. You know what? It's going to be all right, and so are you. So,
Happy New Year.
Yeah.
Happy New Year. 2022.
Yeah.
Woo.
Yeah. Goodbye, 2021. It's just good to move on.
Oh.
Move forward.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, Holy Spirit, we welcome you here. We welcome you into our home and into the homes of those who are listening. Father, we just ask that you bring a blessing of peace and joy and your grace and your wisdom for this new year,
mm-hmm.
and what you want to do and what you want us to do. And we thank you for the freedom that you are bringing to our lives and to the lives of our listeners. There, we are all your children, and you love us so much.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, it's been a interesting little bit of a year already.
Yeah.
But
Oh man.
But oh boy. You know, what I think what we're going to talk about today,
yeah,
is we're going to take a little hint from our good friend, our dear friend, Elsa, and we're...
Yes, let it go.
Yeah, we don't own the rights to the song.
No, or we don't.
We'd play it. And we're not going to sing it for you.
But you know the song. Yeah.
We're going to talk about... letting
it
go.
Let it go. Well, and also what to let go and what to not and what to go back and get, because you let it go and you shouldn't have. And maybe you didn't know.
Yeah.
So I've got some stories for that. That'll come a little later in the podcast, but anyway.
Yes. So I think it's just... this all came to me, the Lord started revealing this to me when I was listening to the radio,
mm-hmm.
and it might have even been in December.
Yeah.
And, which, by the way, go back, we have a library of podcasts, go back, listen.
Yes.
Share with your friends, share with your family.
Yeah.
You know, not all of our podcasts are strictly for moms.
No,
You could be dads, single women who are not married, married women who maybe don't have children,
grandparents.
Just, yeah,
I mean anybody. No, I wouldn't really say that they're for kids, because it's not.
No. And there's not a lot of subjects that we haven't maybe talked about them yet.
But we will.
We're not really, we're not those people that just like skirt around certain things.
Yeah.
If there's anything I've been known for, it's probably TMI, to be really honest. Like,
yes.
That's just kind of my motive. So,
but it's good.
Just FYI, go back,
mm-hmm.
listen to things. If this is your first time with us, go look, listen to our other ones. Please, if you like us, please share with your friends and your family.
Yeah.
We
just want to get this love message out
mm-hmm.
to really all the moms in the world. That, I mean, yeah. Yeah, that's
real,
our heart.
Simple.
Yes.
Motherhood that's honest. And that's why we call it Simply Honest Motherhood, because we want, this is honest, real life. This is not a filter. This is not somebody's Instagram reel where they're showing their highlights of their life.
Yeah.
This is not a magazine or a channel mm-hmm. or...
Well, and it's also, I also saw something on Instagram where it's like, it's not the highlight reel where everything's perfect. Yet it's also not what I might call the dumpster reel,
mm-hmm.
where everything is almost too...
the most horrible,
too
sad,
horrible, because it's not... we have moments of those and then everything in between.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, more in the middle ground, you know, going back and forth sometimes is where we are.
Yeah.
And I think, honestly, that is where most of real life happens.
Right. Yes, you can have a hill and a valley, and then there can be things in between and whatever, but we live in this, like, uber fake culture, in my opinion.
Yes.
And everything is doctored, and it's just, we just want real, refreshing.
Mm-hmm. Encouraging.
Right.
Because we all know yuck happens. Horrible, awful stuff happens, but we don't want to stay there.
No. No, not at all. And so that's what led me to my our podcast today.
Yeah.
I was listening to the radio. This may have even been in December. Talking about the month of January. And the person who's just a well-meaning radio, you know, disc jockey who was saying what they were told to say.
Yeah.
Said something to the effect of, the self-help season is upon us, or whatever.
Oh.
And I was just like, ugh. It just was disgusting to me, the way that they said it. And the whole New Year's resolution, blah. Oh. It's a new year, and we're going to start a new way. And
I'm totally going to change who I am.
Right. Yeah.
Because I'm not enough, and this new ideal I have of myself will somehow be, and I'm going to do it. I mean, since when has that ever worked?
No, and so that's exactly the point. And then there's this pressure to, like,
huge pressure.
It's a new year. Do you have a resolution? What's your resolution? What's your resolution? Just shut up about
Stop
you. It. You know what I mean? Yeah, like, you just want to slap people sometimes. So there's nothing wrong. First of all, I'll preface it with saying, if you are going to make some awesome change in your life,
do it.
Yay. Like, do it. Congrats. That's great.
Yeah.
Do it. Go for it. If you are going to work out and you're determined to lose weight, I just saw an awesome video the other day of a gal who lost like 100 pounds in a year.
Oh, awesome.
And it was really amazing. And she did month by month, and she looked so good. And that's great. That's wonderful. Like, we support those things. If you're going to make a positive move, if you're, you know,
whatever it is,
those things are wonderful and great.
Yeah.
We're not talking about those things.
No.
We are talking about, let's just face it, what can feel very oppressive and very burdensome in I better do this.
Well, and a lot of times it comes out of a hatred of yourself.
Right.
Of some part of yourself.
Or lack of control in other areas. Yeah. And so then you feel like you have to control everything. Or then you feel the pressure to, like, oh, I better lose 20 pounds. Or I better this. Or I better clean my house more. Or I better, like, organize more.
In order to earn something or keep something or someone.
And it ends up becoming a burden. Mm-hmm. It becomes oppressive, because losing weight is great.
Yeah.
Eating healthy is great. All day. All day, do it.
Yeah.
Great. But when it gets to the place of obsession and burden, where it weighs you down and you are...
It starts to kill you.
It's a grief that, like, you ate a Hershey's Kiss and that, like, you didn't lose that 5 pounds yet, or that... Mm-hmm. Push. If you are being fed a lie by somebody that you need to purchase this thing because it's the new year and it'll help you, well, use caution about some of that stuff.
Yeah.
Because a lot of what's in the month of January and the beginning of the year, companies that, quite frankly, want your money,
of course,
are coming at you with strategies. Instagram, we've all seen it, is full of the ads of the mom entrepreneurs who are workout queens. Great for them. I'm not dissing that. That is not a diss on who they are.
No.
That is, like, you will see that, and it becomes this, you are comparing yourself to them. It becomes burdensome. It becomes like this shameful thing that, like,
that's,
you don't look like
where
that.
It goes. And then that's the motivating factor. Mm-hmm. And anything motivated by shame, guilt, fear is not going to bring life to you.
No, and it probably won't succeed either.
Yeah. And then that's only going to feed...
Shame, guilt, and fear.
Shame, guilt, and fear.
Yeah.
And you're going to get in the spiral and the cycle.
Yes.
It's a death.
Yes.
Cycle. It's bad.
So what should the year be about then?
Yeah.
The year is not about going into it, trying to change who you are, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. All this stuff.
Yeah.
The year is about being the best version of you.
Yes.
Becoming freer.
Yes.
Growing as a person.
Yes.
I would say for us in our faith, growing closer to the Lord.
Yeah.
Developing our children, maturing our children, growing in our relationship with our spouses and our friends and our family, and making the most of life, enjoying our life. That's what this year should be about.
Yeah. Yeah.
The joy, the goodness. And again, if that means losing weight,
do it.
Do it. All for it. Woohoo.
Do it.
You know,
or
like
eating more. do it. Right. We're eating different kinds of food. I also think this is an exercise that I went through that I would highly recommend. Ask Jesus what you should leave behind.
Yes.
From last year. Mm-hmm. And if you need to, any years prior. And then ask him also what you should take with you.
Right.
Because that is where it's at.
Right.
What do you want me to leave behind? And, I mean, he'll tell you.
Because.
And it's so freeing.
There's so much stuff from last year.
Yeah.
From baggage. The year before. That, I mean, let's face it. We have all been through the weirdest.
Oh.
Couple of years, blah. Right?
Yes.
And so we very have weird. To let some of that go. And we have to let it. Yeah.
I have to let a lot of stuff go.
Right.
Yeah, and but you have to kind of leave it behind. Like he was like, no, I want you to take that with you. Like, that was good. And having that conversation will highlight to you positives.
Right.
About what you've been doing and who you are. And we need to hear that.
Right. Right. And so it's like, that's the point is growing.
Yes.
Enjoying your life.
Yes.
Being the best you can be. Raising good kids. Having a great marriage. Having good, healthy relationships. Developing in the Lord. Good things. Okay. So that's what our goal is for our year. That's what our goal for our life is.
Yeah.
Yeah. But look at the year like that rather than I better this, I better this, I better this, I better this, I better this.
Because most of the time you're going to fail and then it's just going to wrap you up into more bondage. And we really don't need that.
Because it's like, oh, what's the word? It's obligation.
Yeah.
Most of the time where you feel this obligation to yourself or to somebody else. And so when you'd approach it that way, it's really not an okay thing. And so we go into the year carrying all of this, I better change in this area and this area.
Well, and I almost feel like you end December and like Christmas can be a weird time where it's like happy and it's sad and it's good and it's bad and it's thin or it's fat or whatever.
Right.
And then here comes January and you're like, well, what is this next year? Like, it's unknown.
Right.
It's new. We have this desire to start fresh.
Right.
That's okay. Start fresh. Use January to refocus back on who you are.
Right.
Don't be anybody else.
Right.
We need you. The world needs you. Your family, your spouse, your friends, everybody. We need you to be you.
Right.
And so the only being... just take this moment to pause and let you know that there's a car over there in the parking lot. Yes, this we might need to. I don't know. This is hilarious. This happened the last time. We were making a podcast. Target parking lot. We park out in the boonies. Somebody comes and parks like two slots away from us. Like, why?
And then they stare at you the whole
time. And then they stare at us. And we're just like, okay, do we pretend that this nothing's going on? Oh, they have a friend. We're just going to, like, narrate this for you. Okay. Thank you, Jesus, your angels, that we're good. We're safe.
Yes, it's good. But this is very live. It is very, it is very, like...
Yes.
Last minute.
Yes, it is.
It is very...
I think it's some teenagers.
Some kids, yeah.
Some kids.
He's like 16.
Yep. Yes, well, Lord, we speak blessing over them in the name of Jesus. Just we bless their lives and everything.
There's teenagers. They're just meeting up.
Sorry, and that was me taking a drink.
Boy got in the other car.
Okay. Well, maybe they're switching cars. Yes. They're still staring at us.
Okay, so this is where... this is very live, and the reasoning we're talking about this is not to distract from what we're intentioning to talk about.
No.
But because we're genuinely having to, like, see these situations as, like, are we potentially in danger?
Do we need to start the car and move?
Do we need to move? So, that's
all.
This is very genuine. We are very, very much sitting in a parking lot doing this because we have nowhere else to do it. So,
yes. So anyway.
Anyways, yes. Back to
what we were talking about. Thank you, Jesus. Get the train back on the track. Okay. All right.
We're talking about letting it go.
Yeah.
So, and having a good year. It's okay to have a goal.
Yes. Have goals.
Yes.
Like, The Bible talks about the people perish without a vision. Have a vision for your year. Mm-hmm. Have goals. You can look up all sorts of ways to set them, you know, SMART goals, whatever, that are achievable. Mm-hmm. So it's good to go through that process. But anyway, oh yeah, Jesus. Jesus is the one who created us. Mm-hmm. He knows us. He knows who we were meant to be and what we were made to do. So that's why I feel it's so important to do that exercise with him. What do you want me to leave behind? What do you want me to take with mm-hmm. me? And God, what do you want me to do this year? Mm-hmm. Or how about today? Like, God, this is your year. Mm-hmm. You take charge. I let it go. I surrender. You take it.
Right. Because here's the thing. He wants you to be free.
Yes.
That is his goal.
Yes.
And there are things that hinder us, that bind us, that terrorize us, that bring us anxiety, that bring us depression, that bring us torment, that bring these things. And a lot of times, can we just be real and say a lot of times it is self inflicted.
Yes.
It is stuff we're doing, stuff we are carrying that we have to let go.
Yeah. And a lot of times we're white knuckling it.
Yeah.
Which, if we could take a step back and look at what we're actually white knuckling, we'd probably drop it in a hot second.
Right.
If we could understand what exactly is going on and what we're doing.
Right. And so it's like,
that's why we need Holy Spirit and Jesus, because he's the one who can see that. But he also speaks through those around us.
Absolutely. And so you have this, there's just, the Lord's been showing me the things that, like, we as women, we as moms, we as wives, the things we carry mm-hmm. that are oppressive to our own souls, to our, up to our own minds, to our happiness, to our joy, to our peace,
yeah.
to our relationships. And we don't even know it a lot of the times that yeah. like we are the ones yeah. holding on to this thing. Mm-hmm. And there are so many things, and I'm just going to start kind of saying some of these ideas that the Lord was bringing to me. But first of all, I think a huge thing, if we can get through this year, start right now, letting go of what people think of you. Because, yeah. sister friend, yes. let me tell you something real quick. We are always so concerned.
Yes.
Some people have high levels of anxiety about what other people think about them. Mm-hmm. I mean, y'all, it is to the point of ridiculousness. Worried about what kind of soap you have in the bathroom, worried about your dish soap, worried about your countertops, worried about what kind of bed your bed looks like, or your furniture, or your car, or your, I don't know, like, you're afraid of people
pick
judging
anything.
If your hand lotion is organic or not. And unfortunately, we live in a world where that idiocy happens.
Yeah.
Like, let's just be really
yeah.
honest.
Yeah.
But here's the thing about that.
Yeah.
We get so concerned. Oh, I don't want people to think this. Oh, I don't want people to judge me.
It's
right.
It goes from being concerned to being consumed.
Yes. And it's full on anxiety about yeah. what people think about you. And I have a realization for all of us. Mm-hmm. People will always think something about you.
Yep.
Somebody out there,
yep.
whether it's your mother-in-law, your mother, your friend, your sister, your aunt,
a total stranger.
Total stranger inside of the grocery store.
Who comes up to you out of the blue
right.
and says something. Or not.
Somebody.
Or just looks at you.
Will be judging you.
Yeah.
Or thinking something about you, mm-hmm. or having an opinion about you.
Yep.
That is the bottom line. They will be doing it. And so yeah. why is that yeah. unfortunate? Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It is. And a lot of times, thank God, those mm-hmm. things don't come out of their mouths.
Yeah, for the
most
part.
Of the time, those.
Sometimes they do.
Sometimes they do. And if they do, then you can cast that care. But like, for the most part, people aren't going to say things. They're yeah. going to keep it in their brain. Mm-hmm. So we are subconsciously uber concerned with what that person thinks about us in their brain. We mm-hmm. don't want them to judge us. We don't want them to think that way about us. Of course we don't. Like, I am sympathetic. Of course we
no.
don't. I don't want somebody looking
I'm still
at
growing out of that.
Right. Like, I don't want somebody looking at the meal that I feed my kid and thinking that I'm doing some horrible job. But
or that you're in the grocery store shopping and your kids are in pajamas, because bless the Lord, that's they're right. wearing something.
Right.
And that is what you could do. The other thing I think, like, we go around and I find myself doing this. I look at people's faces.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, looking for, are you judging me?
Mm-hmm.
And you can see it in their eyes.
Oh, yeah.
In their body language.
Oh, yeah.
And so stop looking.
Right.
Look at the things you're shopping for. Look at your children. Because they're watching you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, talk to them or whatever. You know, watch where you're going. But
because here's the thing. Yeah. We are never going to rid ourselves of other people's opinions, mm-hmm. other people's judgment. Uh-uh. It's never going to happen because that is the world that we live in. Would yeah. it be wonderful if we could? Yes. That would be
yeah.
so great. It would be so great to know that, like, nobody's judging you. Everybody is walking in love toward you. Everybody has compassion and sympathy on you.
And, like, the best thoughts and whatever right. towards you.
So it's like, okay, so we know, right? Mm-hmm.
There it is.
This is never going to stop. So then...
Don't tie yourself to it.
What is the point of carrying the anxiety and the fear over that person's opinion that they are or are not going to have, whether you stress out about it or not?
Yeah.
So they are going to have this opinion. They are going to think what they're thinking. They are, regardless.
Like, you can't change them.
No. And you can't stop them from having an opinion. And you know what? Here's the other thing. It's not your job.
Yeah.
To change their opinion about you.
So stop living like that.
Well, and we have to let that go.
Let it go.
Let it go. Because you yeah. are carrying around this massive bag of like, hey, we've done
it's
this.
It's weighing
like,
you down.
Well,
you
we've can't... all done this. Oh, this is yeah. a, something every single one of us
oh my goodness.
Has done. Yep. Where we are so concerned, you know, with mm-hmm. having people to your home because you're concerned that your house isn't nice enough or that your furniture is not nice enough or that they're going to judge the fact that your faucet is a certain... I mean, like, this is literally where we're at. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
And yeah. you're carrying... We've all done this where we have carried around these heavy, heavy... It's like a bag of bricks.
Mm-hmm.
And you are carrying it around. We've all carried around our giant bag because we are afraid of that person's, what they think. And wouldn't it be freeing if we could just set it down and be like, you're gonna think what you're gonna think. And I don't care.
The end. Step over that bag and leave it behind.
And you just walk away from it and say, yeah. okay then.
Think it.
You're gonna...
It's not gonna affect how, like, my choices and my decisions because this is how I feel I'm supposed to do this.
That's exactly the thing. So is it gonna change if that person likes your house or not? Is it going to change the fact that you live there? No. You can look at it from the eyes of thankfulness and say, I have a roof yes. over my head.
Yes.
I have running water.
Yes.
I have electricity. I have heat. I have a place to lay my head at night. I have a door to lock and shut behind me. I mm-hmm. have those things.
Yeah.
Instead of like...
I have food in my house. I have cleaning supplies in my house. I have clothes in my house.
Right. Because, I mean, like, we're to the place where ads on television even just make you feel horrible.
Yeah.
About, or Instagram or whatever it is. They make you feel bad. I saw this ad, you guys, for some macaroni and cheese.
Oh, yeah?
Like, aimed at families with children.
Right.
Obviously. It was like... organic brown rice pasta, and it was all vegetable based, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it was done. Here's the thing about advertising.
Mm-hmm.
They will shame you
yes.
into buying their product. They will make you feel like what you are doing and your life is not good enough. Then they'll get you to spend the money with them because they are selling you the lie that your life, your existence, your whatever it is, laundry detergent, macaroni and cheese, flipping whatever the heck it is today,
yeah,
is not good enough, but this one is.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a shame. They
Makeup.
Will shame you into it.
Makeup.
They will lie.
Yep.
It is manipulation most
it's
of the time.
It's pure manipulation.
It is marketing.
They are out there to get your money. They're mm-hmm. not there for your well-being. They're there no. to make money. They're a business.
And so this macaroni
so stop
and cheese,
taking it as Bible truth. It's not.
It was shaming basically parents that get regular, like, oh, I don't know, freaking Kraft mac and cheese
Thank
for
you,
their
Jesus.
Kids.
Yeah.
And their macaroni and cheese was over $7 a box. Uh-huh. A box. And it was just like, and you have moms. And if you want to do that and you have the money,
great.
Whatever. Do it. Nobody's condemning you for doing it.
Do it.
If you like the laundry detergent that they are offering on Instagram and you can afford it, and great.
Like, moral of the story.
Moral of the story.
What you feel you're supposed, you should, you know, what's best for you.
Don't enter into agreement
yes.
with the lie yeah. that, like, you are officially not good if you don't do this.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't look like this. Again, with some of the trainers and the ads for physical trainers and nutritionists and diet plans and pills and this and that. Again, we all are inundated with them on Instagram and on Facebook and on commercials and in magazines. And we are inundated with this advertising that, again, is marketing specifically made to make you feel less than.
Yeah.
And so you automatically will buy into it.
Yeah.
Feel the guilt and the shame. And then feel like that thing is your answer. They do that on purpose. So what do we do about all of this? This comparison to this, that, and the other thing. We let it go.
Yeah.
And we challenge the, what's the word I'm looking for? We challenge the fear
mm-hmm.
and the comparison
mm-hmm.
with thankfulness
yeah.
for what we currently have
mm-hmm.
and our current life, and the fact that your mac and cheese is not $7 and change a flipping box
mm-hmm.
and your kid's gonna eat it because it actually tastes good, you know what I mean? Like, so that's what you do
mm-hmm.
and you don't worry about what people say and what their opinions are, because their opinion doesn't change you.
It's none of their business.
No. And if you have, unfortunately, a person in your life, because we all have a person in our life
yeah.
that
yeah.
says things
yep.
and is critical.
Makes it their business or whatever.
Yeah. Has an opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Drops little comments.
Yeah.
What I have found works best for that is to take, like, if you have to close your eyes for 2 seconds and just, like, picture that person in your hands. And I know this sounds ridiculous. And then just give them to Jesus.
Yeah.
And take what they said about you and give it to Jesus and turn around and walk away.
Yeah.
I'm not saying to ignore good advice that's given to you in love.
Right. Yeah.
Because a lot of times people's opinions are said in love.
Or it usually it's coming from a good place-ish
place. Right.
Sometimes not.
Sometimes it's people that honestly think that they are correct all the time and that they have this need to correct other people.
Mm-hmm.
So watch yeah. who it's coming from.
Mm-hmm.
Watch who it's coming from. Because
yeah.
if it's a critical person who does that to every single person they are around, then baby, it ain't you. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
it is this person who yeah. feels the need.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times, very insecure people
mm-hmm.
will correct others because it makes them feel better about themselves.
Yeah. More important, more valuable.
Yes. And so
yeah.
take everything with a grain of salt, but ultimately, like, pray and ask God, help me let this go. This
yeah.
what people think about me, because it is not healthy.
Mm-mm. Well, and ask him, okay, you know, somebody says something to you. Okay, Jesus, what do you want to say about this? What
mm-hmm.
do you say about this?
Mm-hmm.
And what do you say about me right now?
Mm-hmm.
Because you need to make an exchange.
Mm-hmm.
You can get rid of that stuff, but you have to fill the space where it was.
Right.
Otherwise, it's a vacuum.
Right.
And something else is going to go in there. You want to fill it with the truth. And you want to fill it with life and hope and love and stuff that will help you grow.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And so it's like that, when you can let that go,
yeah,
brings so much freedom
mm-hmm.
and you can enjoy things
yeah.
and you can enjoy what you have and what you've been given in your life and your children. You can enjoy
yeah.
so much more because you are not concerned. And yes, if my child is in a restaurant screaming, like, best believe I'm going to get up and leave the room. Why? Because that's kind for the other people.
Yeah, like, I'm not just little so-and-so needs a walk.
Like, I'm not just going to be like, y'all can get over it. Don't judge me. You know what I mean? Because, like, my kid is then ruining their dinner.
Right.
But that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about if, I remember one time, this is how like self-conscious I was. I was going into the doctor's office with my third child. Mm-hmm. The first one was in school. Third one was a baby going for a checkup. My daughter, so in the middle at the time, was like 2.5 or 3. Mm-hmm. And we went to the doctor's office, and bless Jesus, because it was a day, she was wearing a full Elsa dress. Okay, speaking of Elsa.
Yes, Elsa.
And I had been that person that was like embarrassed about that kind of thing. I judged that kind of thing. Hey, have I judged people?
Oh,
hey, like,
man.
I have repented for judging other people.
Yes.
100%. And we've all done it.
Well, and like, here's the thing. Where you have judged other people, you're going to run up in situations where you are that person that you judged.
It's true.
So it's an opportunity to repent and let that go.
Yes. And so I walked into our doctor, who I love dearly, the nurse we love dearly. We have, you know, all of, our children. We know that. I walked in and there's my daughter in her full Elsa. She had real shoes on, which was a miracle. They weren't play shoes. Uh-huh. And I looked at the nurse and I said, you know, I was never going to be this person. And she was like, babe, she's wearing clothes. And it was freeing to me.
Yes.
And I love her. She's wonderful. And she had children older than mine. Mm-hmm. So she was able to kind of speak into that place for me.
Yeah.
And she didn't come at with judgment. She came at me the way I needed and what I needed to hear, which was like, let it go that she's in an Elsa dress. Like, forget it. Who cares?
Yeah.
Like, she's clothed. Bless God. You know what I mean? Like, and people don't have to agree with you either.
No. And that can be really, really hard.
Yes.
That can be really hard.
Yes. Because then, especially in today's society, like, everybody better agree with me or else they are this. And it's just all this ridiculous cycle of we can all disagree and that's all right and fine. And that doesn't take away validation from anybody. You know,
right.
Like, it's okay. So just letting that go is crucial to your mental health.
Yes.
And to your well-being.
And let me tell you, it's uncomfortable. And let me just bring something up that you and I talked about last week, I think. Emotionalism.
Yeah.
Is a big thing that's going on right now, where our emotions, how we feel about something, how we are made to feel about something, is king, is God, is number one. So something makes us feel good, we want to do more of it, whatever. If it makes us feel bad in any way, whatever sort of negative emotion, then it must disappear. It must go away. It's bad, it's horrible, whether it's a thing, opinion, a person, whatever. The thing is, feelings do not always tell the truth.
No.
Okay. So, you know, apply that to what we're talking about right now. People judging you and having to walk away from that and having to let that go. That is not going to feel good. It's not. But your feelings, in this case, are going to need to be uncomfortable.
Well,
until, I don't know.
You feel like you're out of control.
Yes.
If you let that person's opinion go. But you were never in control of their opinion in the first
place.
So
that's the lie.
Right.
That you can control that.
Right.
So let it go.
Exactly.
And speak the truth. No, I am not in control of that person.
Right.
I'm in control of myself. Mm-hmm. And this is my arena. So I'm going to do the best with what I have. And heck with whatever they think. They're not living my life.
No.
They don't have my highs. They don't have my lows. They don't have permission to speak to anything in this.
No.
And so you need sometimes you might need to take away permission.
That's exactly it.
From them.
Yeah.
You know, whether you've consciously or unconscious, subconsciously, whatever, given them permission, you may need to just speak it out. Like, I do not give you permission to speak over me.
Yeah.
Over my choices, over my food, over this, over this, over this. I renounce permission that I gave to you. I take that back.
That stranger in Walmart has no permission and no right to be given part of you, to speak into you or make you feel badly.
No.
You are surrendering who you are to that person And they don't have the power to do that.
And, I mean, that's empowering the liar, Satan.
Right.
And, hello, moms, we are doing a good work. And Satan hates that. So he's going to come against us with anything that he can.
Right.
And it's really going to happen usually when we're tired, when we're vulnerable.
Mm-hmm. And here's the other thing. Some of us have walked through some things.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Some of us are single moms.
Yep.
Some of us have had divorces.
Yep.
Some of us have just had children with a partner and that didn't last.
Yeah.
And there was a breakup.
Yep.
Or any number of really hard
situations,
right? And so you're walking through life, maybe you have children with two different fathers.
Yep.
Or three.
Mm-hmm. Or you came out of an abusive relationship.
Right. There is, very unfortunately, judgment.
Yes.
And negativity that comes on you because of those situations.
Yeah.
It's not your fault.
No.
You don't deserve it.
No. Nope.
And it's not right.
No. It is not right.
It's not okay.
It's not right and it's not okay.
No. However, you carrying around the burden is going to hurt you.
Yep.
Let that person be judgmental.
It's not going to hurt them if you carry it around.
No. Let them say what they're going to say.
Yeah.
Let them, if there's a race card involved here, which is ridiculous and unfortunate and demonic.
Yep. Totally demonic.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
If there is ethnicity, anything like that that gets brought up, that is demonic and it's from the pit of hell. So what do? You let it go. Then you are free. And if that person is going to continue in their judgment and in their criticism and in their critique of you, if they don't repent of that, they will answer for it one day.
Yep.
So you let them answer for it one day to the one who loves you.
Yep. He's your defender.
You're not your own defender in this.
No.
And if you are dealing with situations like that where you feel like, I can't go into that church because I'm a single mom. Well, guess what? You don't know how many single moms are inside of churches.
There's so many.
So many. You are welcome.
You are so welcome.
You are loved. Well, I can't go in there because the father of my child and I are not married. You are welcome.
Yep.
You are loved. You are appreciated. You are special.
Like Jesus. Jesus didn't come to save perfect people.
No. No. And so if you walk into a place and there is judgment and condemnation thrown at you, that's not the place you should be in.
No, find a place that doesn't do that.
Right.
But that has the that welcomes the Holy Spirit because only that Jesus and Holy Spirit, the Trinity, only that will free you and transform you and bring you where you need to be.
Right. Because it's also shame. It's that shame that's trying to just break you down and make you feel like you're this. Maybe you just had a divorce.
Isolate you.
Yes. And isolate you and make you feel like you are alone.
Mm-hmm.
And like you are the only one. And you are not by far.
Oh my goodness. You are not. You are surrounded.
Right. The only one.
Yeah.
But you carrying that burden isn't going to do anything. It's only going to hurt you.
Yeah.
And it's going to also show your children that it's okay for other people to have power over them.
Yep.
Because when you carry the burden of other people's opinions, you have given those people power over you.
Yeah.
And so you release it, you let it go so that they don't carry power over you anymore.
Yeah.
And if let them say what they want to say, regardless of whatever stupid comment it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't, you know what I'm saying? Because unfortunately we are in that day and age where it is the stupidest flipping stuff.
Yeah.
What car seat do you have? I mean, like, really? We are to that place where people look at, it is so obnoxious.
It really is.
Let it go. Because you will be healthier. You will be healthier. That's the point. That's the goal. You being healthy, you being whole, you being able to live your best life, to be able to be the person God called you to be, to be able to be the spouse God called you to be, to be able to be the mother God called you to be. That is the point.
I think part of this also stems from, like, stems from the social media craze where everybody has their own platform. Everybody can be, quote, famous.
Mm-hmm.
And so, therefore, you can feel an obligation to, I don't know, the world, mm-hmm. whoever and whatever that is, to be perfect, to please. What is going on? Okay, more car fun in the parking
lot. It's the same two boys. It's the
same two guys.
Getting in the same. I think maybe there's some usage, maybe. Going on. I could be very well be wrong. Lord, I don't want to judge them,
we
Lord.
Bless their dinner in Jesus' name. Angels around them. We just thank you for their moms who are praying for them. We just speak blessing in the blood of Jesus. And may you be saved and transformed in Jesus' name and filled with the Holy Spirit. Go.
Go in peace. Okay, sorry. It's just this revolving, like, teenagers in these cars that are around. It's an interesting
Target
thing. Anyways.
Lot. Target Lot Adventures.
It's adventures. Maybe what we should call our podcast.
Yeah, Target Lot Adventures.
Anyways.
Yeah.
Back to, sorry. This is, again, all live. We're watching this stuff happen. We're trying to figure out what in the world is going on. And uh-huh. I don't want to judge these kids. But I'm like, no. Jesus, just protect them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Right. So, no. Being the best you.
Yes.
Following after Jesus, right?
Yes.
What else can we let go in our lives? There is so much we can let go of.
Yeah.
There is in our homes. Okay. So, this is a very practical day to day, mm-hmm. we have, this one is hard.
Okay.
Let go of the control in your house.
Yeah. Yep.
I yep. mean, yep. Dude, if there is.
And we are saying it this way because we are in the middle. We are
yes.
walking this out and we are learning.
So we don't
and
we
getting don't, freedom incrementally.
Yes.
Like we are on the way. We are
on
in the
road
journey.
To freedom. Yeah, yeah, like that's what we're doing. So like yeah, again, we don't bring up stuff because we feel like we're holier than thou.
Now we know how to do it.
No.
Because we're in it. But we've also come through some things.
The Lord has dealt with us.
Yes.
And so we past that, we see the freedom, first of all,
yes.
that it's brought, like, in our own selves, and
yes.
so then we feel like,
we
okay,
need to share it with
we'll
you.
Share so that you can be free.
Yes.
Okay, so that's in our homes, bless yeah. Jesus, we all have ways we want things done, right?
Mm,
and
yes.
sometimes watching your child or your spouse do something, you're just like, and you just want to scream because it
you just need to leave the room for a
yeah,
minute or just go to the bathroom
and you just do it yourself.
Yeah.
And
because it's easier, it's faster, mm-hmm. it brings more peace in the moment, but ultimately it helps nobody.
This is kind of what the Lord dealt with me about.
Yeah.
And I've heard other older, wiser women
yes.
say this.
Yes.
You have to train your children how to do things.
Yep.
Because if you do not do it while they are young, they will not do it while they are older. If you do not train the child how to pick up their bedroom, they won't do it when they're 17.
Nope.
If you don't teach them.
They don't magically start doing it when they're older.
No.
Like, now is the time. You have yeah. small children, train.
Training up a child in the way that they should go.
And they're all doing that apart from it.
That goes for so many areas.
Yes.
But specifically in your house. And I was listening to the children's pastor at the church I grew up at talk about this one time, saying that, like, moms, it is far better mm-hmm. for them to do it mm-hmm. and not do it perfectly
yeah.
than for and to learn.
Yes.
Than you to do it and it be done perfectly.
Yep.
And that just takes some of us, and that is some of our biggest white knuckle stuff right there. Because
it really is. No, it really is.
It 100%
is.
Because it's like, I don't want it to not be the way I want it to be.
Well, because it takes... Okay. Housekeeping is a lot of work. Mm-hmm. And we weren't all, you know, these generations now, we're not really all raised knowing how to do it.
No.
So for us, it was a huge journey figuring it out, figuring mm-hmm. out a system. Now we have the system going.
Right.
And now we're supposed to kind of let go of the system and let it be all messy again.
Right.
And we're like, that was a headache before. I really don't want to go through that again. And you have visions of, like, the water on the floor and it's wrecking stuff and this is smashed over there and whatever.
Right. And a lot of times those are imaginations, because I'll tell you what, and this is another thing the children's pastor said,
mm-hmm.
there is a generation of 6-year-olds decades, generations ago that were running tractors.
Yep.
And butchering chickens and making biscuits over fire and things like that. At 6 years old.
Oh, yeah.
And so if they are capable, they are
capable.
Probably capable of making their own bed, putting away the dishes, and putting
learning
their laundry in the drawers.
Cook.
Learning how to cook certain things. It's possible. And so you have to kind of, and I will say this too, it takes the work off of you.
It does. I've started doing it, and it's really great.
If you can, you know, it takes a while.
Yes.
To get them to the point where you trust that they are capable. And again, age appropriate.
Yes. You don't just throw them in and leave the room.
We have chickens, ducks. We kind of live out on property, and at night they need to be put away.
Yeah.
We trust our 11-year-old to do that now.
Yeah.
One night he did make a mistake, but everything was fine. So we trust him because he is old enough to take that responsibility of locking away the birds.
Yeah.
And taking care of them. And we trust him to do it. I'm not going to send my 4-year-old out there to do that job. So again, age appropriate is great. That's 100% what we're talking about.
Yeah.
But if you take some time to teach the child how to do it, then you can just say, go do this.
Yep.
And they do it. And it is beautiful and it's wonderful. And you're like, thank the Lord Jesus, that is off of my plate. I don't have to, including showering themselves.
And you're like, why didn't I do this sooner?
Oh my gosh.
Well, and here's the other thing. They want to do those things because it's the real stuff.
Excuse me.
Like they enjoy the play kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. The play, whatever. Mm-hmm. But ultimately, what do they keep doing? They're in the kitchen. They're in the cupboards. They're grabbing stuff. They're touching the stove. Because they know that's the real deal.
Mm-hmm.
They want to play with the power and then with the tools, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
So they are capable. You know, we're raising adults. We're not raising children. They're all there. They are born fully there. Their body just needs to mature.
Yeah.
That's it.
Right. And to have the mind developed and their skill sets developed.
And they need those challenges.
Yeah.
And if your kids are going bonkers, like you've talked to me about, they might need to be challenged.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They need 100%. They need challenges.
Right. And so often we feel, oh, and this is a big one. We feel the same thing at our spouses because let's be really honest. Sometimes we can get a little resentful.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
At our spouses, like, why aren't
you,
why isn't your butt up here doing the, and I'm very blessed. My husband helps with a lot of the housework, but like we've all had those moments where we're like,
just like you're
why am I the one doing the dishes? Why aren't you helping?
Mm-hmm.
And then we have to take a giant step back for a second. And think about the last time he did do the dishes.
Mm-hmm.
Did you criticize him the entire time, redo what he did, and critique every move that he made? Ugh. Burn. Like, that burns. Mm-hmm. That burns. Mm-hmm. Because we've all done it. Like, we have all, right? They didn't do it the way that we
wanted them.
Thought it should be done. Bless the Lord. You know, and you're staring at them and you're just like, how have you lived this long to, and you
well, and the
are
whole,
incapable
and like the
phrase of doing,
like, what did you do before, you know, how would you survive without me? Just fine. Like, they were single. You both were single before you met.
Right.
Like, you're fine.
So we have to kind of, because here's his perspective. I can guarantee you.
Mm-hmm.
Guarantee you. His perspective is, I am a grown ass man.
Yeah.
And you're telling me how to do the dishes.
You're not my mom.
And so he's going to act completely negative, shut you down, and then never help again.
Yeah.
Because that's just literally what's going to happen. And so now you're in this place of like, he's like, forget that. I'm never helping again. And you're like, well, I kind of want you to help, but yet I want you to do it exactly my way.
Let it go. Pry, you know, if you need to, pry your own fingers off or have Jesus pry your fingers off.
Right. Because what, like, if you were really ill?
It's not healthy.
They would get it done. It might not be the exact way.
That's
you know?
Take it for me. Sometimes. And I've been like,
right.
just so sick, fever, whatever. I'm like laid out in bed and he takes care of everything for the day.
Right.
Kids, meals, you know, some laundry or dishes, or, you know, when I've had babies, and that has really shown me that, he's a really good guy. He knows what he's doing and he's there to help. It needs to be a team.
Right.
Team effort.
And so not all of us are that way.
Yeah.
And we're giving a broad overview here of a lot of different people and a lot of different situations, but I'm just saying, and it's all right to say, like, I do the laundry at my house.
Yeah.
I love my husband and he is a capable man in more ways than I could even describe.
Well, I'm like, honey, you can mow the lawn. I'm good.
I prefer to do the laundry. I have clothes that have to be treated a certain way.
Yes.
Certain temperatures, wash bags, hang up to dry. Don't mix certain things with other things.
Women's clothes.
Well, even some of his clothes. I'm like, babe, that can't go in the dryer. Like some of his shirts.
Yes. You'll be real sad.
Honey, that doesn't go in the dryer. And so I choose to do the laundry.
Yeah. There's certain things that we're really good at and we're fine being the one to do them. But then there's other things that we really want to share the load in doing, and you should. You need to. It's healthy. Okay.
Yes.
Neither one of you is the servant of the other.
No. And again, having your kind of distinctive, this is the only word that's coming to my mind, but this is not the act, duties.
Oh, like kind of. Yeah.
That's okay.
Whatever.
That is all right. You know, for the most part, I'm the one that does bedding.
Yeah.
Sheets. I know when the last time those sheets were washed.
Right.
If I need help, he'll walk in and help me. You know, babe, you should help me with
this. He's like, sweet.
You know, and so he comes in and helps.
Yeah.
Or whatever, depending on the size of the bed. But like, and again, I wash the laundry.
Yeah.
I cook a lot. He does cook a lot too. I cook more, but he cooks plenty.
Yeah.
And so we share those things. He does the stuff outside. You know, he is the outside guy. If something is broken, a picture needs hung on the wall, or like, actually, I was told I wasn't allowed to take pictures on the wall because I've done it so badly so many times. Like, I have just butchered trying to hang up pictures. And he's like, how about you just don't hang anything up anymore?
And you just tell me what you want it.
Because I've done such a bad job, like, God bless. Especially when we moved into our brand new house. He was like, I'll hang up everything, okay?
You just tell
and I was
you
like,
want it.
That's fine. Because I remember what I did to the last house. Walls occasionally. So that's fine. That is fine.
Yes.
And I know that there are some men that come home from work that work physically exhausting.
Yes.
Exhausting jobs.
Yeah. Yep.
And they have to have some time to just, not that your job's not exhausting, by the way, I'm not saying that.
No.
If you can learn to share your responsibilities with the children.
Yes.
This is not forcing child labor. That's not what we are talking about.
No.
They can unload the dishwasher, shower themselves.
They're part of the family, so they can help take care of. And it teaches them because they need to know and have these skills for when they're adults.
And hey, it keeps them busy. Give them a vacuum.
Yeah.
With a hose. And just let them play for like an hour and you'll get stuff picked up. I mean, they may not do perfect, but like they'll think it's hilarious.
They'll think it's awesome and you'll have less dust bunnies and crumbs.
They'll have a great time.
At least
time.
In one spot of your floor.
Right. At least in that one corner where they sat the entire time.
And then vacuumed each other.
Right. I know. Right. But it keeps them busy.
Yeah.
It does keep them busy.
Well, and it's constructive.
Something is happening that's positive.
Yes.
So I know when it comes to your home, your household, your obligations, your chores, your duties, especially if you are working and you are gone from your house.
Oh my.
Or you are like at my house, I homeschool. So there's a certain number of hours every day that nothing else is happening except school.
Yep.
So then that shortens the amount of time that we as a family have to do whatever else that it is, the jobs of the day.
Yeah.
I have to rely on my kids to do that. Even little things like my 6-year-old and 4-year-old can't get their clothes up in the closet. They can't.
Yeah.
So I stack their laundry in, here's the undies pile, here's the skirt pile, mm-hmm. here's the pants pile. Mm-hmm. And then I hang up the hang up stuff.
Yeah.
And then I have them come in mm-hmm. and grab their piles and put them in the drawers that are appropriate.
Yeah.
And as they grow, I will eventually not mm-hmm. put it in the piles for them.
Yep.
And they'll have to do the sorting. But that gets that off of my plate.
Yep.
So that I don't have to do that. You know what my girls love to do? Make my bed.
Aww.
It makes them feel like I'm entrusting them.
Yeah.
With something special.
Very special.
Is it perfect?
No.
No.
But it's precious.
No. If the 9-year-old helps, mm-hmm. it's a whole lot better. You know, yeah. like it's a whole lot better.
Yeah.
But God bless, even my 4-year-old one day, like went in there and did it by herself. Oh. Bless her heart. And it looked a mess. But she was so thrilled and she felt so special that I let her do that. And I'll tell them to do it with their beds. And I make mm-hmm. it super simple. Just go in and they feel so good because mama trusted them
yep.
to do something.
It's a big deal.
It's a really big deal. Mom thinks I am capable.
Uh-huh. And when they know, you know, the most important person in their world, because that's what we are mm-hmm. for a while, believes mm-hmm. in them mm-hmm. and has confidence in mm-hmm. their capabilities, oh man, you're going to see them transform and change and step up and do all sorts of wonderful things.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
And step into even more of who they are.
Yeah.
We need to be who we are so that they can be
yeah.
who they are.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
And it helps. It is so good for everybody in the household.
Yeah.
And it is uncomfortable for you. You may have to walk yeah. out of the room.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you may just have to be like, okay.
Bathroom break.
I'm stepping out, you know, because
whatever you need to do.
It is uncomfortable for some of us.
Uncomfortable, can be unnerving, can be whatever. But the more you do it, the more you'll get used to mm-hmm. it, the more they'll get used to it. And yeah, you're going to have a way of doing things that mm-hmm. you teach them mm-hmm. because, I mean, they need some example mm-hmm. of like, here's a method. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, they have their way that they learn and the way that they go about it, and the mm-hmm. way they go about it may be a little different. And that's okay. If mm-hmm. the job gets done, mm-hmm. the job got done.
Exactly. And here's the joy of letting go, regardless of what it is that you're letting go.
Yeah.
It may feel so weird and uncomfortable at first.
Yeah.
Eventually, mm-hmm. the peace yes. and the rest and the joy yeah. that comes from letting go
yeah.
is a relief. And
it is
so wonderful.
Yes.
When you can, like, mm-hmm. you let it go.
Yeah.
And it is just like you're not carrying it. It mm-hmm. is not weighing you down. It is not bringing you hurt anymore.
Nope.
And it is a really amazing thing.
Oh, it's so wonderful.
And I think another key thing in letting go, mm-hmm. letting certain people go.
Yeah.
Forgiving mm-hmm. certain people.
That's an essential part.
Yeah.
Of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Again, maybe some of these people that have judged you,
yep.
people that have hurt you,
yeah.
people from your past, mm-hmm. a former relationship, a friend, former coworkers, just
yeah.
former pastors or people at church that hurt your feelings, made you feel bad.
Mm-hmm.
Forgiveness does not mean you forget.
And it doesn't mean what they did
was okay.
Yeah.
It frees you.
It takes the poison out of you.
It frees your heart.
Yep.
So that you can walk forward.
Yeah.
And there are some people in our lives, sometimes we actually have to walk away
yes.
from them.
Yes.
And that is hard.
So hard.
Now, I can't tell you the criteria for that.
No.
I can't tell you the qualifications for that.
No.
My only advice for anyone, all mm-hmm. of us in that situation, is you pray.
Yep.
And you see what the Lord says. That doesn't mean we don't stop praying for people.
No.
Because you can love someone dearly and mm-hmm. know that they shouldn't be a part of your life anymore. Like your day-to-day.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like yeah. in your inner circle, day-to-day life,
yeah,
kind of. Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. you can still pray for that person. Mm-hmm. You can still love that person. Mm-hmm. But again, I'm very broad at the moment because there are billions of situations that are going on.
But the point of it is you need to guard your heart. You need to guard your home. You need to guard your marriage.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And pray.
Yep.
In any and all situations.
And the way that you do that, you'll have the wisdom to do that through the Holy Spirit.
That's not tossing people that are good to you to the side. That's not what is being said right now. No. What's being said is sometimes we have to learn when it's okay to step aside from something.
Yes.
And to let that part of our life, that part of our past, that part of our story go.
Yeah.
That is okay.
Yeah.
And forgiveness is absolutely 100% healing.
Yes.
You know, and it's difficult and it is painful. It's like when you have wound.
Yes.
And it's starting to kind of scab, but there is infection down in it.
Yeah.
Well, what has to happen for that wound to actually heal? You have to open it up.
Yep.
Clean out all that infection.
Yep.
Kill the bacteria.
Yep.
And then what can happen? It can heal cleanly and smoothly, and it will heal faster.
Yep. It needs the light and the air.
Mm-hmm. So it's uncomfortable.
Yeah. And it can hurt real bad.
It can.
But it won't last. That pain doesn't last.
No.
It can be extremely intense.
No.
But it's worth it.
Right. Even if it's just forgiving your spouse for something. A way they've made you feel.
Forgive
your parents for something that they said or did, or forgive your brother or your sister for.
The possibilities are endless.
You may have to.
Of times.
What did Jesus say? 77 times 7 every day. Mm-hmm. That's how often you should forgive
your brother.
Right.
Whoever.
Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah.
Not because it lets them off the hook.
Nope.
Because it frees. You.
Yep.
Forgiveness can actually physically heal people.
Yes.
Physical manifestations of healing can come into your body when you forgive somebody.
Yes.
And there are so many, I'm barely skimming the surface of this, barely, but I felt like it needed to be mentioned.
Yeah.
So many amazing teachings, first of all, in the Bible about forgiveness.
Yeah.
Secondly, look for your favorite minister on forgiveness or see what videos they have available, what teachings, what books they have on forgiveness. Huge.
Yeah.
Huge, huge, huge. Walk in it because it will free you.
Yeah.
And that's what the whole message today has been about. Mm-hmm. And we're just scratching the surface of things that all of us could let go of.
Yeah.
That's not helping us.
Yes.
That's what we're talking about, letting go.
Yeah.
The things that are not helping you. The things that are burdensome. The things that are weighing you down. Mm-hmm. The things that are causing discord, causing upset, causing shame, guilt, condemnation, pain.
Yeah.
That's what we let go of.
Yeah.
And sometimes in our life, we have to turn around and go, there were things in my past I have let go of. Mm-hmm. Why did I let that go?
Yeah.
A part of me.
Yep.
I let a part of me go.
Yeah.
Why did I do that?
Well, sometimes we don't even know.
Right.
We don't even know that we're doing it. And I would say, you know, you grow up, you're a kid, you're like, wow, adults are so old. I'm never going to be that old. And then you become an adult and you're like, I guess I am that old.
Right.
I guess.
Right.
And life happens. We go through hard things where we, you know, we're not the carefree that we were when we were a kid. But I would dare say there are parts of us that sometimes get lost in there that we need to bring back. Mm-hmm. So, for example, here's a story for you. I got some Christmas money for Christmas, and my daughter was given this little adorable bear, fuzzy bear family, calico critters, whatever. And I remember my dad had gotten me a little bunny from that years ago. I think he went on his business trip somewhere and he brought that home for me and my sisters. And my husband and I went to London on our honeymoon and we went to Harrods because that's where my dad had gotten these little critters. And I was like, I want to go see if they're there. And they had like little sets. So I bought a couple of the little like furniture sets. And these are like tiny, super tiny. Mm-hmm. Definitely not, you know, okay for small children. But my daughter got the set of bears. And I found myself really thinking about it. I was like, well, maybe I'll buy clothes with the money or I'll buy shoes. But then I just like really wanted to buy myself a dollhouse.
Like collector. Like, yeah, we're talking collectors.
Yes, kind not of. Like Fisher Price.
Right.
No. Like where it has the adorable tiny little food and the tiny little toilet paper and the tiny little everything. And growing up, my mom had a dollhouse. She had a big one that's a kit that she's still working on. And she has like a smaller room. And I just remember staring at those and just loving it. Loving the fact that my mom had a dollhouse. Mm-hmm. And one day I think I was like, well, one day I'm going to have one too. And over the years, my sisters got my mom these amazing, like, little real-looking food sets off of Etsy, because artists are amazing. And so I am starting my own dollhouse. I spent my Christmas money on toys. Mm-hmm. And I don't remember the last time where I went out and I bought myself a toy.
Because here's the thing. Be you.
Yes.
Go back. Turn around. So let go of the burdensome, the oppressive, the shameful.
The have to, the yep. should.
Yep.
All of that. Yep. Lift that off and you'll be able to go back and see more of you. You need to bring that forward.
Turn around.
Yes.
And look at what you laid down that was you.
That you need to pick up again.
Yes. The things you like. The things that you enjoy. If you loved singing in choir and you haven't sang in years and years, find a choir to go sing in.
Go.
If you played an instrument and you haven't, touched it in years, but you loved it, turn around. Go get it. Pick it up.
You know what? You can take lessons. You can take music lessons. Get yourself music lessons, voice lessons, whatever.
Not had it. I tell you what, with all the vehicles, the
version
like randomly...
number three, we now have two trucks. And they're like, oh, big truck, I'm going to drive over this big pile of snow. Because I can't. What are we doing?
To having testosterone, I think. That is the moral of the story. Okay, anyways.
Smaller truck, are we getting stuck?
Yep. She's going to get stuck. Okay, whatever.
That's fun.
Anyways.
No.
So, turn around. What is you? Did you like to paint? Have you always wanted to paint?
Are there things that you've always wanted to do you've never been able to do? Because one, you didn't have the money. Two, you weren't old enough. Three, you never had the chance.
You were afraid to try.
Guess what? That little girl, that little child part of you is still there and is still okay to grow.
Right.
That part of you, you need to be a whole person. That is a part of you. Mm-hmm. So love on that part of you. Mm-hmm. Explore. Mm-hmm. Find new things. Go buy yourself some toys or costumes or whatever.
Right. You want to dance, or you used to when you were a child, and you haven't danced in 20 years.
Yeah.
Find a dance studio that does adult classes and dance. Mm-hmm. Find, if you are at a water park with your kids, put your swimsuit on and play in the water. Go down the slide. Be in the wave pool. Pick up the things in life that are joy-filled. Like, that is what you need to be carrying. That is what you need to have as a part of you. Mm-hmm. Nothing that's filled with shame, guilt, condemnation, obligation, pain, suffering, toil. That is not the stuff. Turn around and say, what did I want when I was younger? Like, what did I enjoy then that maybe I set down? Or what about myself did I leave behind? What about myself did I lose? What about myself did I neglect?
Yes.
And then turn around and say, I'm going to pick it back up and I'm going to enjoy it. If you liked to color your hair in fun and different ways, do it again.
Do it
if
again.
If you want to.
Whatever it is. The other thing that shows your children is they're okay.
Yeah.
Every part of them is good you know, is okay. Okay. Yes. Yes. They're making bad choices. That's yes. You address that. Whatever. No, what I'm getting at is like who they are, their likes, their dislikes, how they like to play. Like, you know, some of us may have been sent the message when we were little that some of the things we like to do that were actually really part, you know, parts of us, like, I don't know, this blah, toys, whatever, a hobby. Maybe it was not okay because there was not time. You needed to grow up really fast, whatever.
Maybe you were told that artists don't make money. You can't be an artist.
Yep. Yeah.
Maybe you were told that you'll never get anywhere singing. And so you left it behind. Mm-hmm. Maybe you were told that your
that playing
dream...
with whatever was a waste of time.
Right. Or that I know one of my good friends, whom I love dearly, every now and again will just get herself a set of Legos because she's like, you know why? Because I like it and I want to do it. Thanks. You know, and she's just like a 30-something odd woman. I'm not going to release her age.
No.
Because, we don't and she just does it because she wants to. You know what I mean?
And yes. Like, and that is okay.
That's fine.
That is healthy. Fine. It is good.
If you like to watch Disney movies,
then
watch Disney movies. I don't
and
care.
And get coloring books and color them.
Oh, adult coloring books are awesome.
Or even if you want to get a Disney princess coloring book or Mickey, whatever.
I know, like really, really, really.
Stickers.
Really.
Put stickers on paper. I did that today and I feel so good. It's like looking at them like, it's so beautiful. I just want to sit and look at the stickers on the paper. Why haven't I done this sooner?
So be you.
Yes.
Like be who you like to be. You like to listen to jazz? Listen to jazz. You like to listen to instrumental? Listen to it. You like to listen to 80s rock? Listen to it. You like to pick up who you are and who you were or the things you've laid down. Because we as moms, too, we automatically lay down almost everything about us.
Yep.
Right?
We're
because
like,
we are we are committing ourselves to this role of motherhood.
And we can do it to the point that we lose ourselves.
Yes.
And that's not good and that's not healthy and that's not who our family and our husbands need us to be.
No, that's not who the kids need you know, to be either.
No.
And there's, you know, it's like God made you this way for a reason.
He did.
He made you a special person. Mm-hmm. He made you with little gem pieces inside of you. I know that sounds weird, but like little hidden gems in you. Yep. Other people may not have seen them.
Yep.
And that's all right. We forgive those other people.
May not see
we
it,
let them go.
It. Yep.
But you walk forward and be the best version of yourself. That's the whole message we wanted to get to today.
Yes.
Walk forward being the best version of you.
Yeah.
Pick up the things that maybe you forgot. Pick up the things you left behind. Let go of the other garbage.
Yep.
Of the stuff that's weighing you down. The stuff that makes you feel less than. The comparisons and all of that stuff. And walk forward this year and forever.
Yes.
Being the best version of you possible. And I pray that like we all can do that.
Yes.
That's my prayer for us. And I know that we should probably wrap up. But I think pray about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lord, help me to let go what I need to let go of. Reignite in me the passion for things that I used to have a passion for.
Yes, Jesus, yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, if there was a dream you had, like, about opening an orphanage or about, I mean, go back to crazy stuff you used to think. Like,
when you were 3 or 6 and you're like, when I grow up, I want to
open an orphanage or I want to adopt or I want to have 8 children. Or whatever. You know what I mean? I'm just talking about whatever it is.
Yeah.
Go back to that and like let God reignite the fire under that if he wants to in you. Mm-hmm. And then let it all go. Mm-hmm. Pray about it with him every step of the way. He'll show you how to do it and it's good.
Yes.
And it's good and you will be free and you will be filled with joy and you will be happy.
Yeah.
So
going to be so good. Well, I release a grace over you right now in the name of Jesus to do that. Just take some time. Whenever you're listening to this, grab paper, grab a journal, whatever, and just have a conversation with Jesus about it. Mm-hmm. You know, what do you want me to let go? What do you want me to keep? What do you say about me? What do you say about this year? What do you say about last year? What do you say about my children? About anything and everything. You know, what parts of me, you know, have I forgotten what parts, you know? Yeah, all of that. I just, yep, speak love and blessing over you in Jesus' name. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So once again, if you have been blessed, if you want to bless other people, please like and share. Please you can do. Visit. So Christy has several ways that you can follow her on different social media platforms. I'll let you talk about that.
Okay. I'm on Facebook under Authentic Motherhood. Simply Honest Motherhood also has a page on there, so you can follow those. On Instagram, I am at mama.grace247. That's momma.grace247 because there's Grace 24/7 for us as moms. And that's also Authentic Motherhood. I am also on YouTube. I have a channel on there also called Authentic Motherhood with honest thoughts about things, tips and tricks for different things. And then I've also started a blog.
Look at you.
Well, you know, Lord's like, okay, this, now do this. Do everything in his timing. He knows what you can do. And it's called The Motherhood Revolution. It's WordPress. So I'm trying to think. I think it's themotherhoodrevolution.wordpress.org or something like that. sorry, I don't have the exact thing in there. But actually, the link, if you go to my Instagram,
I was gonna
the link
say,
to the blog is in my bio, my biography on my Instagram account. So go there, just click on it. That's easier than trying to type in all of that.
Right.
I think that's...
Look at you.
All the things. I know.
All the things. Da, 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 da. Okay, so I don't even know if I even said hello. I'm Ashley.
Did we say hi? I'm Christy. Sorry, we're going to end with saying hi. I'm Christy.
I have an Instagram account at... M-O-M
underscore
C-E-N-T-S Mom Sense. And I just like to try to put on there different recipes. I do a lot of low budget recipes.
Yes.
I focus
and
a lot
hacks,
on budgeting and just mom encouragement and funny things or sales or just all, I mean, like.
Smorgasbord. It's really good, really good.
So, and then every now and again on the stories, I find funny reels and I post those too because that's funny. So.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and we also have an Instagram.
Yes.
Simply Honest Motherhood.
Yes.
At Simply Honest
Motherhood.
Yeah. So you can do that too.
Yes, indeed. Indeed, indeed. Okay. Well, right. Be blessed.
Yes.
It's all good.
Yep.
You're going to have a great year. Just
you're doing
keep
great.
Saying it.
You're a great mom. You can do this.
Yeah.
We love you.
Till next time.
Go get it.